Mayorkas pretends to cap parole migration before election. By Neil Monroe on October 5, 2024. President Joe Biden's Homeland Security chief is now refusing to send home the more than 500,000 foreign workers he has imported via a humanitarian parole program that was supposedly limited to 2 years. Instead of being sent home at the end of their 2-year visas, the 530,000 economic migrants are being invited to use the many loopholes, exemptions, and lawsuits in migration law to stay working in the United States. When they do stay, they will continue to make Americans poorer by minimizing pressure on employers to hire Americans at decent wages or to invest in wage-boosting workplace technology, while also extending their separation from their at-home families. The policy change gives the Biden administration the appearance that they're looking tough when really they're just doing the same things that they've been doing all along, one critic told Breitbart News. He added, "It's a very cynical move by the administration because it goes against everything that they've said in public that they support in an immigration system, and it shows that these individuals are treated as nothing more than an economic commodity, not as individuals." Friendly media outlets are helping by portraying the decision as a popular curb on migrants. For example, the headline at CBS News claimed, "U.S. won't extend legal status for 530,000 migrants who arrived under Biden program." Another optics smokescreen from Biden and Harris said a tweet from the GOP-led House Committee on Homeland Security. There are numerous other ways they could be allowed to stay. Since January, Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, has taken several steps before the election to reduce the chaos at the border. But those steps still quietly invite many economic migrants to cross the border, and can be easily reversed if Donald Trump is defeated in November. For example, Mayorkas is still welcoming roughly 1,000 new Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan job seekers each day, after a brief hiatus in the program to curb endemic cheating and labor smuggling. The 2-year program started in October 2022. So the announcement also means Mayorkas does not have to annoy his pro-migration allies by deporting a few migrants whose visas expire before the election. Mayorkas's allies in the pro-migration movement are not protesting the apparent curbs because they expect a President Kamala Harris to expand the administration's many pro-migration policies. Donald Trump, however, has promised to end the parole program and so help Americans win jobs with decent wages. "Get ready to leave," Trump told Fox News on September 25 when he was asked what message he would send to the more than 1 million parole migrants. "Especially quickly if they're criminals, get ready to leave because you're going to be going out real fast," he added. Since October 2022, Mayorkas has welcomed roughly 530,000 parole migrants, 111,000 Cubans, 214,000 Haitians, 96,000 Nicaraguans, and nearly 121,000 Venezuelans. Thousands of the migrants are now living in Springfield, Ohio, which has been overwhelmed by the arrival of 20,000 migrants from many countries. The chaotic process also means that Mayorkas is allowing his deputies to help the 530,000 resident migrants to separate from their wives and children. Despite the Democratic and media uproar when President Donald Trump separated children from their parents during the criminal law process of deporting illegal migrants, Republicans have filed lawsuits against the program. But they have been rebuffed by judges because they cannot show that state governments lose more money from the program than they lose from illegal migration. The growing workforce of parole migrants is being used for equity by both progressives and Wall Street. Progressives, including Mayorkas, say migrants have an equity right to cross the U.S. border to live alongside Americans. However, they disregard the damage by migration both to Americans and to foreigners. In Haiti, for example, Mayorkas's visas have reportedly allowed up to one-third of Haiti teachers and many police to leave the island in chaos. Business groups, including Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us lobby group, expand the scale of the U.S. economy. That expansion grows the equity held by consumer economy investors in the stock market. The no extension announcement was hidden in a quiet update of the parole program's legal conditions and announced via CBS News, which is favored by Mayorkas. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, The federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little-recognized economic policy has loosened the economic and civic feedback signals that animate a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secret of economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom, China. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.